Recorded Books presents Endless Mercy by Tracy Peterson and Kimberly Woodhouse. Narrated by Pilar Witherspoon. Prologue, Cripple Creek, Colorado, 1891. "These are ugly." Madison Powell scrunched up her nose and looked down at the rock in her hand. The warm yellow glow from the lantern didn't help it look any better. "Let's look somewhere else." With a toss, she tucked the stone against the dirt wall. "They're rocks, Maddie." Jeb leaned his head back and let out a groan. "What do you expect?" "To find some special ones." Placing her hands on her hips, she sent him a scowl. "That's what you promised me when we came here." "Boys, they were so dumb."
"I said we could try to find special rocks, but I never promised they wouldn't be ugly. This is a mine, you know."
"You have no imagination. Why you gotta use those big words all the time? I'm sure I got plenty of imagination, or whatever you said."
He crossed his scrawny arms over his chest. With a roll of her eyes and a tap of her foot, she crossed her arms and mimicked his expression.
"I'm sure you do."
She took a long glance down the dark mine shaft, and a great idea struck.
"Let's race."
"In the dark?
What, are you a fraidy cat?"
She lifted her lantern and shot him a taunting glare.
"Or you just don't want to lose again. To a girl."
"I ain't afraid of losing to you, because you can't beat me."
He lifted his chin and held up his lantern, too.
"Catch me if you can."
Madison giggled as she took off down the narrow corridor of the shaft.
"No fair, Maddie."
Jeb's voice echoed behind her.
"You got a head start. That's cheating."
The sound of his steps hinted that he was only a few paces off her heels.
"It's not cheating. You're just slower than me."
Pumping her legs for all she was worth, she held the lamp in front of her as she ran. She was fast, faster than any boy or girl her age in Cripple Creek. And that included Jeb Morrison, who was a whole year and a half older. He'd been bragging about his 9th birthday coming up, the same day she'd raced him to the mercantile, and won.
This tunnel was perfect.
Long and straight, it gradually sloped down into the belly of the mountain. No one ever found any gold or silver here, so it had been abandoned for a while, which made it the perfect place for them to run. She should have thought of it before.
"I'll catch you. Just watch."
Jeb's huffing and puffing sounded like Mama's metronome ticking the beats in Vivace.
Vivace.
The word was fun to say. V-I-V-A-C-E. A letter with every stride. She repeated it over and over. Mama made her a new spelling list this week, and it was all tempo words.
Words like larghissimo and adagietto
weren't as fun as grave and vivace, probably because they were harder to spell. But Mama insisted, and Maddie didn't mind. She loved music, almost as much as she loved running. Cripple Creek didn't have a lot of areas that made for good running. Active mines everywhere, rocks all over the place, and adults always telling them to go play somewhere else. At least no one would bother them here. She could run as fast and as much as she wanted. Picking up speed down the slope, she leaned back so her momentum wouldn't cause her to tumble. Too many times when she was little, she'd made that mistake on the side of the mountain. The air grew cooler with every breath she took. No way Jeb could catch her now. How she loved the feel of her feet pounding the ground faster and faster. At times, she dreamed her feet didn't even touch it. The damp air pressed into her face as she practically flew over the surface of the earth, just like eagles, except they never flew in mines. Running and music. She could do them all day long, even though Mama told her that ladies shouldn't run. Better get in all her running now while she had the chance. Probably had 3 good years of running left in her before she grew up and got old. By then, she'd be 10 and almost a full-grown lady. But she wouldn't be serious like Whitney, no. Her older sister didn't know how to have fun anymore. But Maddie did. She let her smile.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?